Hello, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline studio, and we're here until 4 a.m. as we are every weekday morning and late night into the morning. Jim Ryan, our good friend, music and entertainment writer for Forbes.com, Daily Herald, and Chicago Now is going to be here to talk about a bunch of stuff, mostly music-related as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. If you are a barbecue enthusiast or you have just questions about barbecue that you'd like to ask to a world champion barbecue pitmaster, that's what's happening right now. 312-981-7200. Scotty Johnson is a certified barbecue judge since 2000. He's got so many unbelievable accomplishments in the world of barbecue that we'll talk about it while we have Scotty on. Scotty, hi, how are you?
Hi, Nick, how are you? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you. How did you get into barbecue? Have you always had an interest in it?
You know, it was just one of those things where I had a Weber kettle and started cooking, you know, hamburgers, hot dogs, progressed to thinking I was cooking barbecue chicken wings, and, you know, it all progressed from there. Keep wanting to try and get better and cooking better food, and,
yeah,
you know, found a barbecue forum about 20 years ago on the internet, and it all progressed from there for me, so.
How does one get the title of world champion barbecue pitmaster? How does one become a pitmaster?
There is a yearly contest down in Lynchburg, Tennessee, the Jack Daniel's World Invitational, where every team invited is a grand champion. So every state is represented, every country where a world a grand championship was won are all invited to this contest. Down in Lynchburg, there's usually between 90 and 100 teams, and the winner of the contest is crowned the world champion.
Okay, I've seen this. I've seen a lot of those competitions on television. They show them on the Food Network and other other stations and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. It really is. So you've listened to some of this stuff. Over 60 grand in reserve championships. You cooked in 43 states. You won champions in 15 different states. Grand Champion World Championship in 2006. Reserved Grand Champion World Championship in 2013. Team Cancer Sucks Chicago.com raised for cancer research. Donated over $300,000 as a foundation. And the barbecue team, what's the name of your barbecue team?
CancerSucksChicago.com.
That's it. There you go. So it's named after a button that is that your wife wore to weekly chemo treatments?
Yeah, she had. Yeah, she would go to chemo and she'd have her Cancer Sucks button. So after she passed away and I decided to start competing and raising money for cancer research, you know, it was a natural for me to go with Cancer Sucks.
Yeah.
She wore her button proudly and you know, let people know what she was doing and what she was fighting. So,
yeah,
you know, I figure I'd try and carry that on for her and her memory. So,
yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear she passed away, man. That's
you know, the thing about it is we tried to do something good out of it. It's you know, it happened so early when my kids were young, and as a family, we wanted to do something. And I think, you know, no better way than do that. Teach your kids a little something and show what their mother stood for and raise money and try and help others. So
good for you, man. Tell me about the Barbecue Fight Club, which is happening tomorrow night at tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, and people can watch it and stream it, correct?
Yeah, it's an absolute awesome event and setup and everything. You know, this is one of these deals where I wish I hadn't really, you know, step back from competing anymore, because I would love to have been in this kind of format. You know, it's six of the best barbecue cooks in the world. They're all going head to head. And, you know, and people are probably listening, what's a good barbecue cook? What you can do in your backyard, what these cooks nowadays can do, you know, just blows it out of the water. You know, you can be the best cook in your neighborhood, but to be able to compete with the big dogs right now is, you know, these guys, what they can do with food is just amazing. So,
and
really good cooks from all across the country are cooking in this event.
It sounds great. And it's also raising funds for Operation Barbecue Relief.
Yeah, and Operation Barbecue Relief is this unbelievable organization that was started up by some competition barbecue teams and barbecuers. They go all across the country to help areas that have been hit hard by tornadoes, hurricanes, and they provide food for any survivors, first responders, anyone that needs food. I think they've served over 5 million meals. That might be 3 million, but I know they've served a lot of meals, and these are all volunteers going across the country to try and help people that are in need. So a portion of this is also going to be going towards that.
Oh, that's great. And it's spelled F-I-T-E-K-L-U-B. Is there a reason for that?
I think it was a little different. It started off with motocross guys, and they had an interest in barbecue, and, it all worked together where barbecue meets motocross. So they called theirs the, started off with the barbecue or with the fight club, and then we just added barbecue with it.
Yeah.
So they were motocross fight club, and then we've added on to the barbecue fight club. So.
Okay. And people can watch this. It starts at 5 o'clock Central on FITE.TV, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And I tell you, we had a turkey category today, and these guys are going to be bringing it. There's going to be unbelievable. If you want to see the inner parts of competition barbecue, you're going to get to see these guys, inside. We most of the teams cook out of trailers kind of thing, and you will get to see inside the trailers what these guys are doing, how they're trying to present meat so that it's, unbelievably looks good, tastes good, and obviously tries to win. So
yeah,
I get to be the lucky judge and try all these samples.
Oh, good for you, man.
From
that's
these four,
good.
Yeah, I know. How about it? Four categories. So
what are the categories, Scotty?
They'll be cooking chicken, ribs, pork shoulder, and beef brisket.
Oh.
And they'll start turning in at noon. Every half hour, they'll turn in another category and finish up with brisket at 1:30. And there'll be six teams, so there'll be six judges, and we'll have samples of all four categories from all six teams. So I think it's said that if we ate everything that was put on our plate, we'd eat like 3 pounds of food. Obviously, you have to, sample the food, but not eat all of it.
Yeah, exactly. That must be difficult, Scotty. Just like if it's so good, and you just have to have a little sample of it.
It's definitely a fine line of, but that's also what makes, if you're going to be the best barbecue cook in the world, you got to be able to distinguish yourself. So you got to be able to stand out, but you can't stand out too much where, you may offer someone too much as a judge where they don't like it. And, like in spicy food, one judge might not like spicy, the other might love it. So there's a fine line, and you got to be able to hit it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. These bunch of my friends, they're competing in, and I look forward to see what they're going to be bringing to us. So
that's pretty cool. Now, different regions of the country have different styles of barbecue. What are some of those, and which ones do you like the most?
You go from Kansas City, which is, I guess, basically what I'm out of, because I cook out of the Kansas City Barbecue Society.
Mm-hmm.
You got Texas, which is more into beef, like brisket, beef ribs, that sort of thing, whole spare ribs. You got the Eastern, like North Carolina, South Carolina. So the Carolinas, they also consider Memphis. I also consider Chicago, because Chicago's big, famous for rib tips and hot links.
Yeah.
So, those are the major regions of barbecue, though.
Is there a style that you prefer cooking?
Honestly, I love Kansas City, but personally, probably for my flavors and everything now, I like the clean taste and everything of Texas. Mm-hmm. They basically are using salt, pepper, and the meat lets the meat stand out. Let the pepper and the salt highlight the meat. Kansas City uses a little bit more with the barbecue sauce and stuff like, with that. But I like the cleanness. I like the salt, pepper. So I guess Texas is my style now.
Yeah.
Cooking-wise, though, for winning, I cook Kansas City style.
Okay. And what region? I'm blanking out a little bit. What region has the vinegar based sauce?
The Eastern Carolinas. Eastern Carolina has them.
Do you like those sauces?
You know, it's different. It's like I like all of them. You know, Alabama has their white sauce. Carolinas have their vinegar based sauce.
Yeah.
You know, it all has a place for it. It's all different. It's unique. You know, it'd be like comparing a hamburger to a cheeseburger.
Okay.
You know, yeah, they're the same, but no, not really. So,
gotcha.
You put something different on the top, it makes it a different, you know, different kind of meal. So,
yeah. Scotty Johnson is here. He's a world champion barbecue pitmaster, and the Barbecue Fight Club is tomorrow evening. It's going to be six of the world's best pitmasters and six certified judges, one undisclosed location, and one night, and it's live and broadcast worldwide. Scotty, hang on, okay?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, buddy. Scotty Johnson, world champion pitmaster. If you have any questions or you love barbecue and you want to talk a little bit about it or certain styles of barbecue that you have questions about, it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio show here on 720 WGN. Hi, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories of a beautiful downtown Chicago, here until 4 o'clock. And our good friend Jim Ryan is going to join us after midnight. He is an entertainment and music reporter and writer for Forbes.com, Daily Herald, and Chicago Now. He joins us usually once a month to talk music and entertainment and have a little fun with a music quiz game that we play as well. 312-981-7200 is the number here to get into the show. We're talking barbecue right now. Scotty Johnson is with us. He's a world champion barbecue pit master. There's an event called Barbecue Fight Club, which is happening tomorrow, and it also is raising funds for Operation Barbecue Relief, which was a place that was founded in May of 2011 in response to the need for relief efforts in tornado-stricken Joplin, Missouri, and now they've been helping people out and feeding people as well. 312-981-7200. Scotty, hi.
Yes.
Thanks again for being here. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Nick.
Hey, so you've cooked in 43 states. You've won championships in 15 of them. Is there a state that that you think is the best barbecue and the most fun? How about the most fun place to cook?
Oh, wow. The most fun place we cook. Our favorite barbecue contest was up in Lake Placid, New York. It's literally a contest is right on the Olympic Oval. In the background is the Olympic Stadium.
Wow.
You know, where the 1980 USA won the Olympic hockey.
Yeah.
Gold medal.
Yeah.
And so that one is hands down was always our favorite contest to go to for location and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We love to go out to Wyoming, the place called Warland, Wyoming, which was basically out where Yellowstone National Park is, and we went out there a few times. We were able to see, you know, the Black Hills and the presidents and, you know, everything going in and out of of going out to Wyoming. So those are two of our favorite places that we used to go to.
Traveled a lot, huh, Scotty? Cooked all over the place. That's amazing.
It started getting to that stage where all of a sudden you had a whole bunch of, you know, I like to go around. I like to, you know, see meat. Different places. My kids were young when I was doing a lot of the cooking.
Yeah.
You know, it kept us entertained. They enjoyed it. They got to grow up out on the barbecue circuit and having fun and meeting people and, you know, seeing different areas of the country. And, you know, we had a good time as a family being able to do that stuff. So, you know, they learned a lot. And as it turns out, then, you know, I had a lot of opportunities to be able to cook in different states. You know, I guess I could have kept going at it, but it doesn't sound like much, but it really is a full-time job.
Oh, I bet. Yeah,
to be able to cook competition barbecue. So
no,
it's not just showing up on Saturday and throwing some ribs and chicken. You know, you got to secure some of the, you know, the best possible meat you can do. You got to prepare all your rubs and injections and sauces and have your meat prepped and everything all ready to go. It literally is a full-time job. So these guys work really hard to be able to get where they're at in the whole barbecue world. So
So that's really, and then all that traveling too must have taken up a lot of time.
Yeah, you know, it was definitely long, you know, hours of driving, you know, 15, 16, you know, 18 hours. We've come back from South Dakota in one day kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, we've driven all the way to southern Florida, from Maine out to Washington, California, so, and all points in between.
Now, driving, does that include, did you drive like a big van or a truck? Because you had all your equipment?
Usually when I had the girls going with me or we were going as a family, I had a Class C, I have a Class C RV that had like a living quarters up front. And then the back 10 feet of it is a working garage, as we called it, which basically converted into a kitchen for me, you know, and then it was storage as we were going down the road.
Wow.
And then I had a trailer smoker, so my smoker was on a trailer, you know, that I would burn sticks and as a log burner. So, most of that was cruising down the road in the 30-foot RV.
That's pretty cool.
And then when I was doing, you know, really quick in-and-out trips, as I'd call them, I would take my truck and just hook the pit up behind that and not go in with the trailer and just sleep underneath tents and that sort of thing. So. Yeah.
And, you know, during all these competitions that you've gone to, did you see a lot of the same people with it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely a circuit where, you know, as we call them, traveling teams. So you'd see, you know, your friends weekly in and out, you know, especially in regions. Not too many teams really traveled as far as I would travel. But, yeah, I mean, there was definitely regions. I mean, my daughters had friends, you know, up in Boston, New England area. They had friends down in Florida. They'd have friends out in, you know, Salt Lake City. It was just amazing. And then obviously I had friends as well.
Yeah.
You know, it opens up a lot of doors with the internet now and, you know, Facebook and all that, where you really get to know people.
Sure.
And, you know,
sure,
all of a sudden you get to actually meet people in person. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
You said you started out this when your kids were young. They've grown up. Are they into barbecue too? Are they competing at all?
No, they would never do that.
No,
I mean, they loved it. They would absolutely, they were part of the team. You know, they would help me as much as they could. They never showed an interest in cooking. They never showed an interest in cooking competition barbecue. They always had kids' cues and, you know, grilling and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They just never showed an interest.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to push them into it.
Sure.
You know, unless they showed interest. So, you know, but I guarantee you they could probably cook. I know they can cook, you know, hamburgers and stuff on the grill. So,
yeah. Okay.
You know, if push came to shove, they could probably get it done.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, we're talking with Scotty Johnson. He's a world champion barbecue pit master. Barbecue Fight Club happens tonight. Scotty's going to be one of the judges, and you can watch it on Fight TV. That's FITE.TV. And we got some people who are calling in. Here's Doc on WGN. Hi, Doc.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, Scotty, would you tell Nick, I'm from Kansas City, would you tell Nick a little bit about the role of the Kansas City Barbecue Society, and aren't most of the major events across the entire country sanctioned by KCBS? And then I know at the American Royal, they need hundreds of judges to eat all that food. So to have judges across the country, if a couple of guys like Nick and Tom wanted to get certified to be KCBS judges, how do they go about doing that?
Good question, Doc.
All right, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Kansas City Barbecue Society is the largest sanctioning body for competition barbecue. I think last year, or maybe it was this year, they were set to have 500 contests. Obviously, with the pandemic going around right now, that slowed things down a bit. But, you know, 500 contests throughout the U.S., easily there's other regional circuits out there, like down in Texas and Florida and that sort of thing. Kansas City goes literally from coast to coast, you know, easily the big dog in the pool kind of thing. And then KCBS.us, they have certified barbecue judging classes throughout the U.S. in different locations. Obviously, things are going to change a little now.
Right.
You know, with things shutting down. But you can go, it's basically a three and a half hour course where you go through the training of what it takes to be a barbecue judge, And then to be able to judge in our contest, you have to have gone through this certification process of becoming a CBJ or certified barbecue judge.
Wow, that's serious stuff, man.
Oh yeah, and like, and as Doc was saying, the Royal has over 500 teams, and they have that. I think it's the second weekend in September, and it's the largest barbecue contest in the world with 500 teams, and they have it at the Kansas City Speedway, and there's just teams everywhere.
And
so for every team, so if you have 500 teams, you need to have 500 judges. So,
jeez,
great opportunity for people to judge. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's huge. That is huge.
And Nick, you see a variety of smokers. I remember there was one that was called Swine Flu, and it looked it was an airplane with wings.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of people that have a lot more things than just big black smokers.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, Doc, you're from Kansas City. Has barbecue been a part of your life all the time?
I have three grills and a charcoal pizza oven. Yeah, we used to burn hamburgers and chicken when I was a kid. And then I finally started learning a little bit about it. Last week, Brian had this tips for Tom, people calling in to give Tom some tips. But I did work security at the American Royal, and the whole event takes about 3 weeks. You know, it's the American Royal Parade, livestock shows for days, horses. You know, William Shatner and Carson Presley have horses down there. So the barbecue's just part of it, but it's one of the best parties of the year.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's both open and an invitational. But open, yeah, anybody can go, and invitational, they're inviting the cream of the crop there.
Yeah. Wow, great. That sounds great. That's great. Doc, thanks so much for the call, man.
Bye, man.
Okay, take care. Doc from Kansas City, Scotty.
Good talking to Doc.
Absolutely. He's a great, he's been a great listener and loyal listener, and every time he calls in, it's always fun. So, Scott.
Hey, barbecue's a happy thing. So.
Yeah, it is. All right, Scotty, hold on, okay?
You got it.
All right, Scotty Johnson is with us. He is a world champion barbecue pit master. If you got a barbecue question or a comment, we'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200 right here on 720 WGN. Yeah. Boston, man. Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We're approaching Tuesday, and we're here till 4 o'clock, as we are every weekday, weekday morning and night from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., keeping you company, keeping you informed, and keeping you through this. We've got some comedy that we always play. You know, Johnny Carson show is shown on Antenna TV every night, and you should watch it because it's fantastic. It's nostalgic and funny and awesome. And we play back some classic Carson, whether it's sketches or interviews or stand-up. We're going to hear a little Kevin Nealon this morning, and that comes up at 2:30 every morning, and we're here till 4. Jim Ryan is going to join us, music and entertainment writer for Forbes.com, Daily Herald, and Chicago Now. Right now we are talking with Scotty Johnson. He's a world champion barbecue pit master. There is an event called the Barbecue Fight Club, which is happening tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central, and you can check it out on fight.tv, and that's FITE.TV. And Scotty's going to be one of the judges for this barbecue contest. Scotty, typically, how many people are on a team?
You know, each team's going to, you know, there's no set rules or anything for it. You have guys, you know, teams are, you know, six lifelong friends are cooking on the team. You know, you've got, like, myself, where majority of the time it'd be my daughters or my sister would come. I have friends, you know, that would also cook with me. So it just really depends. There's no set rules. It's whatever gets done. You know, my whole thinking was if we were going to sink or swim, it was going to be riding on my shoulders. So I didn't want to you know, other guys on the team making decisions where, you know, I'd rather it be my fault if we lost than, you know, kind of thing. So,
you know, I love to cook. Scotty, and it's so much fun to cook with other people. Don't you think that's one of the things? I mean, it must have been fun to cook with your family.
Oh, yeah, you know, and that's what I'm saying. My girls had, you know, parts in every single part of our competition, you know, cooking and getting ready and all that, you know, and while we're cooking. I mean, it's absolutely fun. You know, like I said, I get to go out with my sister as well or my buddies, and You know, and then you see all your friends that are buddies that are competing teams, and
yeah.
you know, we can be as nice and cordial and slapping each other on the backs when it comes time to, you know, competing and putting your nose to the grindstone and, you know, time to win. That's yeah. why we're out there competing, is to try and win. So
yeah. And like I said, I watch a lot of food related television, Scotty, and I love watching the barbecue competitions on TV. It's so much fun to watch.
It's just as fun, to be honest with you, to be able to cook it. I mean, yeah, it's all condensed for us into an hour and a half of turning everything in, but you know, it's the whole lead up. Like now that we are out there, you know, the teams are having happy hours together, and yeah. you know, everyone socializing and you know, getting to know each other and seeing teams that you only see, you know, once a year kind of thing, or meeting new teams, or you know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot of fun.
Very cool.
A lot of cooking. You know, a lot of cooking. Guys are now cooking. You know, like today we had the turkey contest, but you know, teams, that's when guys start showing off their inner chefs that they have inside of themselves.
Right, and, right.
You know, we can get some amazing meals for Friday night meals at barbecue contests.
Is it possible, Scotty, you know, you're at one of these competitions and there's so many people out there, what's the smell like? I know that's
it's amazing.
It's
absolutely amazing, because the smell of wood, you know, smoke or wood burning, the hickory or the pecan or you know, is just an amazing smell to begin with.
Yeah.
Then you start throwing in all that, you know, the cooking meat and the fats breaking down and the seasoning and the sauces. It's a magical place.
Yeah.
To be able to smell at a barbecue contest.
I bet it is, man. I bet it is. Here's Curtis on WGN. Hi, Curtis.
Oh, yes. Hello there. I have, a few questions about, I heard the pitmaster mention Eastern Carolina barbecue and the Chicago style with the ribs and the rib tips and the links there. And I've had, going on vacation to the Carolinas, I've had a barbecue on Eastern Carolina where they have the barbecue sandwiches with the coleslaw on top.
Yep.
Or have the barbecue plate, and you have the coleslaw and the hush puppy. And I'm just trying to distinguish that. I know the ribs and the rib tips, but I was wondering what part of the hog or the pig is cooked for the Eastern Carolina barbecue, and if that barbecue can be cooked, I guess this is a true question, if the barbecue can be cooked on a regular grill in the Chicago area. I only have a regular grill, or the difference between a grill and a pit. And I was wondering that, and how could I have the Eastern Carolina barbecue, well, maybe an imitation of that, cooked in the Chicago area.
So what does Curtis need to do to capture that that flavor?
Oh yeah, you can definitely do it. I mean, out there they typically are using big, huge pork shoulders, which are two massives of meat. One is the Boston butter, the shoulder, and the other is the picnic, or the lower part of the front shoulders. But they typically do that, you know, they're like, I don't know, 18, 20 pounds that they cook them. They chop them up real fine. You can do that. I mean, let's face it, all a smoker is an oven, you know, where it's a chamber that's going to hold a constant temperature.
Yeah.
Anything can be done in your oven. You know, I know people when they're first starting off, because they can't control a smoker, a pit, or a kettle, or a grill, as well as they can control an oven. So they'll start off cooking in the grill. They'll get their smoke on it, and then after a while, they'll move it over into the oven. And then you can finish cooking in the oven. You know, it's all barbecue. It's however you want to do it. Other people cook it in the crock pot. Would I do that? No. I mean, that's not barbecue in my eyes. But if that's what people like to eat, and that's how they like to eat it, then, you know, more power to them.
Yeah.
We're not going to be snobs. I mean, we shouldn't be snobs as competition barbecuers. I mean, it's not how we would do it, not how we cook barbecue. But if people enjoy the taste of it, why wouldn't you want to make it the easiest way? So, you know, is it the best way? No. I mean, we could make way better stuff coming out of a smoker or a grill. But if that's what you got, then you're going to use the, you know, whatever instruments you have to make the final product. And, you know, you can definitely use an oven to be able to get it done.
There you go. All right, Curtis, thanks for the call. Do you have a favorite thing to barbecue? Is there a favorite food or a favorite meat?
Yeah, I would definitely say beef brisket is my favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, from cooking it to eating it to everything, it's just one of those masses of meats that you look at, and it's the biggest, toughest cut of meat. But when, boy, when you cook it right, it's just magical, you know, being able to eat it and how tender it is and everything. So,
yeah, brisket's my favorite, too. I could eat 5 pounds of brisket in one sitting.
Yeah, you know, and even when I was competing, it was one of those things that, I mean, we use really expensive, high-end Wagyu beef briskets because of the marbling and the fat content.
Sure.
That they have in it. But, yeah, I would eat those leftovers any day, even when, because we get a little pickled when you're cooking competition barbecue all the time.
Sure.
And you don't really want to eat the foods that you're cooking. But, yeah, beef brisket, I could always eat that stuff. That Wagyu brisket is amazing.
Yeah. It is. Hey, well, now here's a simple question. You cooked in 43 different states. Where do you get the meat? Do you bring it with you in a cooler, or do you buy it locally?
I would always bring meat with me because I wanted to know, you know, what I had going into it. I wasn't going to go into a town that had no idea where to source meat from, what kind of meat they were going to have, if they were going to have the meat that I like to use. So I would always go into a contest having my own meat.
Yeah.
And generally I'd go into a contest to have my own meat, and it was already trimmed, ready to rock and roll.
Got it.
You know, season it up and inject it and that sort of thing.
Got it.
But that whole lead up to being able to get your meat, though, is the fun part of securing, you know, I mean, like briskets, you do mail order where they ship them into you. You know, ribs would be at one store. You know, pork butts would be at another store. Chicken would be at another store. So, you know, you go all over the place trying to secure them.
Sure.
And that's all part of the whole, you know, full-time job of when you're doing competition barbecue, where it's not just going to one store and get it done in an hour kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could just go to Jewel and pick up all your meat, but, you know, it's not the best quality meat to win contests with. And when you're putting that much time and money and effort into it, you know, you might as well get the best product you can.
Makes sense.
You know, there's a lot of money. I mean, you can win. There's definitely prize money out there that you can win as well, but you're not going to become a millionaire doing this kind of stuff. It's a labor of love doing it.
Okay. Here's Donna on WGN. Hi, Donna.
Hi. I've got a question for Scotty, and it's a kind of a with baby back ribs, if you parboil them, or if you throw them on the grill and low and slow them, can you tell out the end product which has been parboiled by the taste, by the tenderness?
Well, here's the way I look at it. You boil hot dogs, you boil rice, you don't boil ribs. Because the only thing you're doing when you're boiling meat is you're cooking all the flavor and the fat and all that, the flavoring out of the meat. So you're taking all that out. If you boil ribs and you look at the water, then after you boil it, all you're going to see is everything, the flavoring that you just boiled out of them. So you're better off putting them into, you know, a grill and cooking them that way and keeping their juices and their fats and everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Slow and slow, exactly.
Okay. Thanks, Donna.
Thank you.
Okay. Scotty, been so much fun talking to you, man.
And absolutely, Nick.
It's the Barbecue Fight Club is tomorrow night. It's at 5:00 Central. You can watch it on FITE.TV. And many of the funds are going to go to the Operation Barbecue Relief. I also want to thank you, Scotty, for, you know, all the charity work that you do as well. I know that you've been giving money to cancer research and you know, from personal experience that you had with your wife, and that's kudos to you, man, for doing that.
Thank you very much, Nick. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Barbecue Fight Club, be looking forward to it, right?
Oh, I am looking so forward to it. I mean, if people have an opportunity to check it out, it's not very expensive. I think it's $9.99. You can see the inner worlds of, you know, true competition barbecue and what goes on with it.
Yeah.
And what it takes to be able to turn in. You know, they're turning in six pieces of chicken, and what it takes to get to that six pieces of chicken.
Yeah.
And the stress and everything. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. People definitely open their eyes.
Scotty, great talking to you, man. Best of luck.
Absolutely, Nick. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Man. Scotty Johnson, world champion barbecue pitmaster. It's called Barbecue Fight Club. It's tomorrow night at 5 p.m., and you can go to FITE.TV. I think it's $9 to watch it, and it's going to be really cool.